And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. And I mean to say, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here, Alabama. And I mean to say, y'all, this show, we go like way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, let me tell you who else covers a lot of ground. That's our friends at Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care is a chain of clinics that covers, you know, just a huge swath of our listening area, which is a big listening area. So Southern Immediate Care, they have got it going on. They're open 7 days a week, every location. They'll see all ages. I'm talking pediatric to geriatric, y'all. And they are who I use personally. And when I say that, it's not because they advertise on the show. It's the other way around. I got them to advertise because I enjoyed going to their clinics. And every time I've walked in the door of a Southern Immediate Care clinic, it has always been clean, professional, friendly. You can get your shots there, your x-rays there, all of it. And folks, if they're open 7 days a week, think about it. You wake up on a Saturday morning, the kids have got a fever. What do you do? Do you wait till Monday? No. Southern Immediate Care. Look up the location nearest to you. Head on down. They will take care of you. I'm just saying. This is, you mean they're all over the place. Five locations around the Birmingham area alone. So check them out. Find the location nearest to you. And if you go on in there, do me a favor. Southern Immediate Care. Tell them you heard about it on that Right Side Radio show. All right. There you go. So this next one, this is my last dipper. And I'm calling it Surely Not. Surely Not. You look at some things, you go, y'all. I mean, this is where a Southern mama just looks at something and goes, y'all. My granny would have looked at us and said, y'all need to play Purdy. I mean, that's what my granny would have said. But I look at some of this stuff and I'm going, y'all, surely not. I mean, come on. So California, let's start with that. See, this whole segment, by the way, is on money. Because when it's the government, hey, it's not their money, right? Spend it like you got it. It's our money. And they're doing things and they're making laws and they're making it more difficult. They're crushing the private sector because government is all about, hey, you know, it's not their money. Like, for instance, this is not one where they're pouring money into something. It's where they're requiring more out of you. In California, story here on the New York Post came out today. McDonald's and Chipotle are hiking their menu prices after California raises their fast food minimum wage. Do you know, Boomer, do you know how much you can earn per hour flipping burgers at any place in California now?
15?
$20 an hour.
Wow.
Now, granted, it's California, so yeah. Life costs more out there. But last I checked, flipping burgers is not supposed to be a career path.
No.
I mean, if you're trying to get to the point of being a manager, owning your own store, I get it. If you're just, I mean, this is, my first ever clock in, clock out job was working for a Chick-fil-A when I was 16 years old at Parkway City Mall in Huntsville. I don't know for a fact, but I look back on it thinking I got like $5.25 an hour or something like that.
And mine was a car wash.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, near Megan Boulevard in Gadsden, Alabama.
Nice. What'd you get paid per hour?
Maybe six. I thought I was racking it in,
man. I know, man. It was some good fold money, wasn't it?
It was.
All right. Well, apparently you got to have a living wage when you flip burgers. I mean, it's a career path. Wow. So here's the deal. I mean, McDonald's is already facing major price hikes around the nation. They've already gotten to the point where now in Connecticut, you're going to pay $18 for a Big Mac meal. $18 for a Big Mac meal in Connecticut. How about no? But McDonald's CEO Chris Kempczinski said Monday that the fast food giant will have to hike its prices in California after Governor Gavin Newsom signed into law a measure that would give wage earners a $20 an hour minimum. $20 an hour. Flipping a burger. You better get it right. That's what I'm saying. Excuse me, sir, you forgot my cheese. Hey, buddy, move on. The line's forming. But you're paid $20 an hour. Couldn't you get my burger right? Meanwhile, Chipotle, their chief financial officer, told analysts on a company earnings call last week, the chain is likely going to raise its prices by what it called a, quote, mid to high single-digit percentage. You know what that means? They're about to raise the cost of your meal at Chipotle between 5 and 9%. 5 and 9%. Well, you know what? The Biden economy is really starting to suck, isn't it? I mean, when you're looking at buying a $25 burger, I got a question. how many Big Macs are they going to sell? The only people that can afford to buy them are movie stars and the people who actually make them because they get paid $20 an hour. It's just nuts. Okay, but then let's talk about things that government spends money on. Story here from Reader's Digest. Reader's Digest! Gotta love that. Reader's Digest talks about some of the bizarre things the U.S. government actually spent money on. Well, sure. No, surely not. Yes, they did. How about this? They couldn't get young people to stop smoking. Well, that's, we can't have that. Just, you know, step back. So what'd they do? $5 million were spent in federal cash on commune-branded beer koozies and other swag and smoke-free events to give during indie bands and artist-designed flyers for trying to get hipsters to quit smoking. I mean, they literally spent $5 million on swag trying to get hipsters to quit smoking. Wait, it gets better. How about the sex life of quails? $518,000 in federal grants to study how cocaine can affect the sex life of Japanese quails. I know you're... I'm just...
Like, why are they studying these things?
Boomer, this is important. It says right here.
It says right here.
It says they were trying to look at how cocaine abuse affects risky sexual behaviors in humans, and the sex habits of quails are apparently easy to measure in a lab setting.
I'm over here trying to push buttons, and you're talking... crazy over there. You're talking crazy talk.
This is where you should be saying, surely not. How about this one? How much money did they spend on the Hamster Fight Club?
No.
Hamster
really?
Fight Club.
No, I want to be in the Hamster Fight Club.
Hamster Fight Club. I'm killing myself. This is, oh. I'm tearing up. Hamster Fights. Northwestern University researchers received National Institutes of Health money to watch hamster fights. The project reportedly says received more than $3 million. $3 million. $306,000 in the year 2015 alone. Why? Pray to God, why? Well, it says some of those experiments involved injecting hamsters with steroids and putting another hamster in the cage to see if the drugged-up rodents were more aggressive when they protected their territory. You got roid rage hamsters wearing out the other hamster, and they're going, yep, looks like... you know what happened here? I guarantee you, they were laying bets in the lab. What do you think? I'm pretty sure they were like, give Bruiser the shot. I'm laying 10 on Bruiser. put Bruiser in there with little Petey and see how it goes. Petey hadn't got a chance. Bruiser's got a bad case of roid rage. Oh, it's killing me. All right, how about this one? How much money do they spend on empty buildings? Some old schools, firehouses, and offices and more are not being used anymore, but the government still holds on to them. Government currently has about 770,000 unused or underused buildings nationwide as of the year 2016. The thing is, the buildings don't just sit there. $1.7 billion is spent annually for the upkeep of buildings the government no longer uses. $1.7 billion... Every year. Is it any wonder why we have a deficit? Come on. How about this? Printing documents that no one reads. Yep. The Federal Register, a daily document that outlines government proposals, could theoretically make money through its $920 annual subscriptions. Oh, I'm signing up for that one. Please, I'd like a copy of my local newspaper, maybe a subscription to Daily Wire. And oh, while we're at it, how about $929 so I can read the Federal Register? Yeah, well, they print it out, costs $1 million a year. Here's one that caught my attention. All you deadheads out there, Boomer's like, what? Deadheads, digitized Grateful Dead memorabilia. $615,000 spent by the government, yes, to the Institute of Museum and Library Services in the University of California, Santa Cruz, to digitize its collection of tickets, photos, T-shirts, and other memorabilia for the Grateful Dead.
That's a lot of money.
I'm just going to go ahead and suggest that the Grateful Dead could have paid for it themselves.
I'm pretty sure they could easily have paid for that.
But this is important. It's important. It's almost Boomer. You were on the phone. You missed the whole hamster fight.
Oh, I did. I
you
know.
You missed the whole. They would inject hamsters with steroids and put them in a cage to see who would win.
But where's what is it called? Is it FIFA? No, not FIFA.
PETA.
PETA. Where's PETA in this?
Probably laying bets on the roid rage.
They're like, come on, they're hurting other animals.
I got a 10 spot on Bruiser. He's going to win.
Do they name them beforehand?
Probably.
Oh, probably wrestler names.
It's right there. Go ahead and read it. Let me grab line two first. Let me grab line two. Steve in Huntsville. Hey, Steve, how you doing?
Hey, Colonel, honor as always.
Thank you, man.
If you, and I'm sure that you may have already heard about this, but we transplanted from Central Florida up to Huntsville, and they were trying to do this up and down the East Coast with the 10 mile an hour or 10 knot, whatever it is.
Oh, in the coastal waters?
Up and down the eastern, yes, sir, yeah. Up and down the eastern seaboard, and they failed. But it's funny that it comes back to the coast. But one of the main points that I wanted to reach out to you on is I don't know that California, they're hemorrhaging money because people are moving out. And the tourist area, and what I was telling Boomer, is I live in Alabama. I make a really good wage, and I'm not going to go to California on vacation and go to McDonald's and spend $25, $30 per meal when I could go to a restaurant, which, I mean, you're not even going to be able to afford that. So what they're doing, they're killing their tourist industry.
Well, yeah, they are. They're killing their whole economy. I mean, that $20 minimum wage, that's not just for restaurants, but it's still amazing what they're doing. To their own economy, they're doing this. But they can't see it. They can't stop themselves now.
So, you're not going to have people from, let's just say, red states, where we live in our means and our cost of living is low. We're not going to go there right now to go to McDonald's in Huntsville, Alabama, is a $10 bill for lunch. But, hey, it's a $10 bill. But if I'm going to go there and pay a $30 bill, I don't think that.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. I mean, I don't mind the occasional Big Mac or a Whopper, but dang. All right.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, man. Have a great day. Appreciate you, Steve. And the text messages blew up, and I wish I could get to all of them. This is looking like it was a ban. I think it's the hamster fights that had to have gotten them. Hamster fights.
These hamster fights are awesome.
That's almost as good as the monkeypox story.
It is. I would like to actually get the people that have the hamster fights, put them in the cages on the show. I would like to interview them.
If you could track them down, we'll bring them on.
That would be awesome.
All right, take me to a break. All right, we'll do that right now. We're in the third dipper. Surely not is what I call it. And surely not, but surely so. All right, we'll come right back. I got one caller hanging on the line and several text messages, and it's go home time. Y'all, we'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Folks, I got to tell you, our friends at ZLA Solutions been with us since the very beginning, and we appreciate it. ZLA Solutions. Look, if you've got a business and you need help with what we would call business end solutions, they can help you with things like logistics, warehousing. They can come in and do sorting and containment, quality control issues. They can work stuff out with you. But they're also, their bread and butter still remains to this day, staffing. So if you need people, wow. ZLA Solutions is helping big-name employers all over the place. And by the way, small-name employers too. So if you need one or two people, you need a whole shift of people, ZLA Solutions can do the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing if necessary, all of it. They can get you the people you need. Blue collar, white collar, or no collar, I always say. ZLA Solutions. Check them out. Their website is ZLAUSA.com. That's ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. And you got to tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. Our buddy Jeffro from Indiana has been holding on the line, so let me grab that real quick. Jeffro, how you doing, man?
Doing great, Phil.
Good. What's on your mind?
Hey, I don't have any hamsters, but I got two great big fat guinea pigs. I guess we could put the little sumo diapers on them there and put the food out in the middle there. And they're going, oh, you get away from my food. I'll push you out.
Well, you got to inject one of them with steroids just so you can get the better version of what's happening. That's when you need roid rage in there. So.
Well, one of them's a male and one of them's a female. Well, we thought they was both females, but or both males, I mean. So I'm sure they could do some wrestling. They wouldn't have to inject them with anything.
I mean, can you believe that the government will spend money on anything? I mean, there's so much cash just floating around. No wonder we're in debt. You know what?
I'm wondering when they're going to start spending some money on me. I've got my hand out. You know, I've paid enough, and I'd like to have some of that back for a change.
Well, all you have to do is identify as a minority and a transgender, and then go ahead and tell them that you stubbed your toe and that you moved to California, and you'll have reparations, you'll have federal subsidies, and you'll get some kind of disability fund, I'm sure.
Or I could just become an illegal alien. I just denounce my citizenship. I guess.
Oh, there you go. Free plane rides and everything. Awesome.
Yeah. But you know, you talk about these $20 an hour in California.
Yeah.
Heck, over Coleman, last year, a year ago, Wendy's was advertising starting wages, $15 for, you know, burger flippers. And they actually flip burgers. I don't know if McDonald's even cooks anything anymore. All I ever see them is pull them out of the heat trays, you know.
Well, you know, there was a period of time where they were having trouble getting people to come back in. You know, after COVID, when everybody got paid more to stay home, they were having trouble finding people just to come in and do basic jobs. And I remember it got to where it was refreshing to go to a drive-thru and actually have a warm body greet you at the window because you felt like things were returning to normal.
Yeah. And my trouble is my wages aren't that much more than these kids, you know, fresh out of school flipping burgers. I might want to, you know, instead of fighting Nashville traffic every day, I might want to just go flip burgers and say, here's your hot and juicy Wendy's burger.
Well, brother, you may be on to something. If that happens, the wheels of commerce come off at that point. We can't ship the burgers to the restaurant at that point. But, well, where are you right now, Jeff?
I am in Tennessee, about the 27.
All right, man. Be careful on the road. We appreciate
65. You. Have a good one, Phil.
See you, buddy. I gotta catch a few text messages at the very least. Thomas from Athens said, could be a progressive goal to limit job opportunities for new graduates by dumbing down K-12 educational results. It all adds up to maybe burger flippers and wait staffers are just the way to go. I curtailed a little bit of his long email, but or text, but yeah. JT Lacey Spring says, it's Kung Fu hamsters. I'm in. Chuck from Oneida, who in their right mind would go to California anyway? California is a beautiful state. But you know what? You can't afford to go there right now. Oh, the grades are in, by the way, Boom. John from Huntsville says, Boomer gets an A+ today. Phil put on a near-perfect show today, so he's today's winner with an A++. Congratulations. Also, he says, I'll give Boomer some extra credit points tomorrow if he dresses up like a camel for Halloween tonight. And then he came back. Then he came back and goes, Jeff from Indiana just stole Phil's first place trophy by getting an A++. I had it, and then he threw me off the podium. Oh, what else have we got here? Brian from Huntsville. I quail to think about it. He says, if you repetitively jab me in the posterior, I shall run faster also, finding a hamster wheel in my size, though. Okay. Wes from Huntsville. In the red corner, hamster Mike Tyson. In the blue corner, hamster Michael Vick. Hamster Tyson wins by biting off the... This is awful. And he also goes on and says, you couldn't pay me $20 to eat a Big Mac. Why would I want Chipotle for $15 when I can get authentic Mexican food with bottomless salsa for $10? I'm with you, man. Then he says, hamsters will put up a better fight than Hamas will when the mighty, when the mighty hand of God's army is about to come pulling through. Okay. All right. Listen, I didn't even get to half of it. I appreciate this audience being so participatory. We'll be back here tomorrow, too, for Hump Day, Camel Day. You all have a great night. We will see you then.